Hello, and welcome to the October edition of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We have four cutting-edge research articles in this month's issue, beginning with Aki Harme's paper on the classification of time frequency regions in stereo audio. This important area of research is to be the topic of an international conference in Finland next year, and time frequency processing can be used in various ways to analyze and manipulate already mixed audio signals. Harme explains that algorithms designed to manipulate, remix, or transform stereo audio signals for alternative reproduction systems make assumptions about the way in which they were originally mixed. His research employed two blind classification algorithms to divide individual time frequency regions into six classes of mixing type that depended on the musical genre. Detection of the mixing type was able to reduce instability and center image disintegration when upmixing a stereo signal to a multi-channel format. Mihailo Kolidzila, Christoph Faller, and Martin Vetterli take on the established techniques for sound field reproduction over a wide listening area with their paper on a new approach called sound field reconstruction. The reproduction of a continuous sound field is represented as an inversion of the discrete acoustic channel from a loudspeaker array to a grid of control points. Comparisons with wave field synthesis using simulations give SFR the edge, according to these results. Automobiles represent tricky environments for speech communication, with intelligibility ranging from excellent to non-existent. Nikolina Samardzic and Colin Novak used the Speech Transmission Index to explore this phenomenon, finding that STI scores were better when there was a direct path from the talker to the listener, but that scores were much poorer when the talker was in front of the listener. STI was also poorer for a listener's outboard ear because of road noise. In an engineering report on the modeling of amplifier and loudspeaker nonlinearity in acoustic echo cancellers, Muhammad Ter Abu-Matti looks at three specific regions of the nonlinearity function. There is a linear region for small amplitudes, an onset elbow where nonlinearity begins, and a saturation region for large amplitudes. The author finds that in combination with linear adaptive filters, this model allows for the efficient design of echo cancellers. A report from our standards committee this October brings news of audio metadata standards as well as a high-resolution multi-channel audio interconnection. You'll also find the latest information from manufacturers of audio products, along with our occasional soundtrack feature on people and organizations. This month, we bring news of new staff appointments at JBL, along with new R&D team changes at Studer and Lawo. AES and API also announce recent scholarship awards to students, including a new scholarship in honor of Emil Torek. For those unable to attend the 42nd International Conference held earlier this year in Ilmenau, Germany, there's a report on this successful conference dealing with semantic audio. Discover how researchers from around the world got on when they met over 3 days in July to share the latest developments in this fast-moving field. In this month's feature article, Francis Rumsey delves into the latest research on psychoacoustics and subjective evaluation, including the latest on whether it's necessary to reproduce audio signals above 20 kHz. There's been a certain amount of interest in the height dimension of spatial sound reproduction in recent times, and we find out what researchers at Samsung in Korea have been discovering with new surround sound systems. At about this time each year, the Society's officers change. So if you want to know who's in charge this time around, you can read short bios in this month's edition of the journal. We also offer short reviews of each of our sustaining members, vital supporters of the Society's mission, and kingpins of the audio industry. Finally, there are lots of AES events coming up in 2012, and it's time now to submit your proposals for papers at three of them. The next European convention will take place in late April in Budapest, while the 46th International Conference on Audio Forensics will take place in Denver from June 14th through the 16th, and the 47th Conference on Music-Induced Hearing Disorders takes place just days later in Chicago. If you are working in either of these fields, or you have some work to promote at the main international convention, get your proposal in now using the online tool at aes.org. That's all for this issue. Join us again in just a month's time for another packed edition of the Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.